Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom composter, gardener, horticulturalist, biocontrol specialist, worm and bug farmer, ecopreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. And it's my pleasure to be with you this hour. Do you dream of growing a lush and vibrant organic garden in your small yard? Now you can make that dream a reality. My guest today is the innovative and imaginative Deborah Graff. Grab your notebooks because she has a lot to say this hour on the Easy Organic Gardener. Before I ask Deborah to join me, I'd like to thank each of you for tuning in every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. The Easy Organic Gardener show has been airing for over 7 years, and I'm proud to say that I keep having fun. The guests are amazing, and there's always so much to learn. Our new Arbico Organics Early Spring Catalog is about to go to press. If you'd like to receive a copy, be sure to go online to www.arbico-organics, A-R-B-I-C-O-organics, and sign up. If you prefer the phone, you can give us a call on our easy-to-remember toll-free number, 800-SOS-BUGS. That's 800-SOS-BUGS. One of our helpful specialists will be glad to take your information and make sure you get a catalog in the next couple of weeks. By the way, we always answer our phones with a live person during our regular business hours because we believe that a personal touch is always important. Check out our Facebook page. You will find tips, great information, and lots more. And you can always follow me on Twitter at Dr. Bug Lady. And now I'd like to tell you about my very special guest. Deborah Graff is one remarkable lady. She became interested in gardening as a teenager. Her grandfather had a large garden with both flowers and vegetables, and he used composted manure tea to grow incredible plants. Deborah has had a garden nearly every year since then for over 30 years, mostly in Virginia, and she is focused on growing food in small raised beds and has also grown flowers for beneficial insects, birds, butterflies, and hummingbirds. For the first 20 years, she lived in rentals and moved frequently, so she has had a lot of experience in starting organic gardens from scratch and in growing a lot of food in small spaces. She became a master gardener and helped train new master gardeners about vegetable gardening and also provided continuing education programs about year-round vegetable gardening, attracting beneficial insects, and much more. She's also taught organic gardening at Virginia Western Community College in Roanoke, Virginia. And in addition to all that Deborah does, she has a website called AbundantMiniGardens.com. That's AbundantMiniGardens.com, where she focuses on her passion to grow abundant amounts of food with very little space. Her new ebook entitled Vertical Vegetable Growing, How to Grow More Food with Trellises, is available on her website. And now I would like to ask Deborah Graff to join me. Hi, Deborah. How are you doing today?
Hey, Sherry. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
You bet. Welcome to the show. We are delighted to have you, too. And, you know, what you are doing is so important. I love what you're doing because there's so many people that want to grow their own food, and yet they think because they don't have enough space that they just aren't candidates, and so they give up. And so you are the hero for all the people who have the smaller backyards and very little space to go to, because you're the one that's championing growing your own food in small spaces. I love that.
That's great. I've got disabilities now, so it's been increasingly important for me to be able to produce a lot of food in a small area. Also, to be able to harvest 12 months a year because I eat so many vegetables every day now. I control my autoimmune disease using the autoimmune paleo protocol, and it involves eating 10 or 12 servings a day of fruits and vegetables. And so this diet focuses on eating, like, nutrient-dense whole foods and really high-quality organic food is really expensive. So my sister and I are focusing on producing as much as possible of what we can in the limited space that we have and being able to harvest fresh food 12 months a year.
Well, that's what all of us should be doing, regardless of whether we have illness or not. And yet, as you were speaking, I thought, boy, you know, I'm not sure I had my 10 to 12 yesterday, so I better make sure I have it today. Oh, my goodness. So you've had an amazing life, and, you know, you're so passionate. What makes you so passionate about growing abundant organic food year-round from small gardens? That's really the key.
Yeah. First of all, I have been passionate about gardening for most of my life. It's something that I absolutely love to do. But like a lot of gardeners, up until recently, my harvests have only contributed a small amount of the food to my diet. And now, because I'm needing to eat so much more, and I really, really want as nutrient-dense food as possible, as high-quality organic food as possible, I have been really focusing on increasing even more how much I can produce in the limited space that we've got. So if I was not eating this particular diet and eating the quality of food that I am, I would be in severe pain 24 hours a day. And I can't tolerate taking any pain medications. So for me, this food is really, really critical. So it's something that I am absolutely passionate about, and I really, whether other people are healthy or sick, I really want them to be able to learn how to do this. It's not as hard as people think. I know some people say, well, I did a garden last year, and I spent like 20 hours a week doing it, and I harvested very little out of it. And then I can turn to them and say, well, my sister and I grow anywhere from 800 to 1,000 pounds of vegetables every year, and we average maybe 5 hours a week. Doesn't have to take a lot of time.
That's amazing. And that's the key right there. It should, once you get everything set, it really does, it does everything on its own. All you have to do is just give it a little love from time to time. Make sure you've got everything fertilized properly. Make sure the watering system is working and the critters aren't, you know, munching on too much. And basically it does the work for you. And then of course you get to harvest it.
Yes. Absolutely.
The best part of all. So I'm curious, 800 to 1,000 pounds, that is a ton of food.
A lot.
Oh, my goodness sake. So what do you grow that you can, I mean, I'm just so curious. What do you grow?
In our current garden, because of my disabilities, we created taller raised beds. Not everybody needs raised beds. In fact, I recommend if you've got deep, well-drained soil, don't create raised beds. Just create beds at ground level and pathways around them. But because of my disability, I can't work at ground level. So we created raised beds that are about 18 inches high using concrete blocks, so I can sit on the side of them to work in my garden. That makes it a lot easier for me. And so each of our beds is about 50 square feet. It's not really big. They're about a little over 3 foot by 15 or 16 foot long. And one of those beds, we can usually harvest at least 100 pounds of sweet potatoes and a couple bushels of butternut squash. In a tiny bed, only 4x4, something that's smaller than a twin-size bed, we can harvest up to as much as 100 pounds of tomatoes, which produces like 30 quarts, 60 pints. That's a lot of food from a little area.
It's amazing. And, you know, people just don't realize that so much food can come from such a little bit of space. I have a great question for you when we come back from the break, because I want you to give us sort of a start to finish. You know, it's for those of us who are listening. But in the meanwhile, what's your favorite food that you do grow out of the garden?
Oh, gosh. My fresh greens are biggies, because getting really fresh greens in the stores or even the farmer's market, you know, you don't want them to even be sitting in your fridge for a whole week before you eat them. So for me to be able to eat fresh greens, both cooking and salad greens, straight out of the garden is fantastic. And just eating the freshest food possible can, like, double the nutrient levels of what's fresh versus what you get out of the refrigerator after it's been sitting there a week. But like things like butternut squash is an awesome vegetable. I absolutely love, love, but store-bought tastes so bad, I won't even eat it anymore. I'll only eat.
I know that same experience. We're going to take a quick break, and we're just so grateful to Deborah Beth to be with us this time on the Easy Organic Gardening Show. Don't go away. We are coming right back in just a few minutes.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and you're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. My guest this hour is the lovely Deborah Graff, Master Gardener, expert on how to grow your own food in a limited space, author of the ebook Vertical Vegetable Growing, How to Grow More Food with Trellises, which is available on her website, which is entitled Abundant Mini Gardens. That's abundantminigardens.com. So, welcome back, Deborah.
Hey.
Did I tell you the show goes so fast, but before we know it, it's over. Anyway, what I would love for you to do is, before we get into the rest of our conversation this hour, have you take us through what it's like, you know, what the size of the plot might look like on the average, and what someone would do to get started from start to finish. Well, maybe not, you know, just whatever you can to fill in the spaces so that we can have at least an auditory, which then creates a visual, about how this works so that you can kind of break it down so it doesn't seem so overwhelming.
Right, right. One of the things that I recommend people do is to start as small as they can tolerate. Start smaller than you think you want your garden to be. Ideally, you want your garden to take so little time that you're sitting there kind of bored in the middle of summer going, I really want to work in my garden, but there's nothing left to do. It's when you have got such a small garden that you're running out of work to do, that's when you know that you can increase your garden size. You don't want to start out with a really large garden and be overwhelmed and quit. It's much, much better to start with a very small garden to start with. And people don't need a really large space. 50 square feet is adequate for many people just to supplement some of their food. And if you want to produce most, like 60 or 70% of the vegetables that you eat, and you eat as many as I do, you would only need 200 square feet. But I don't recommend that size garden for beginning gardeners. I mean, start with a 4x4 bed. Start with maybe 3 4x4 beds. And again, you don't need to have raised beds if you have deep well-drained soil. Because that just increases the cost and it makes it harder to change your garden around if you need to in the future. Also, it's really, really important to build very high quality soil. I know a lot of people, they want to fill their raised garden beds with the cheapest bagged soil from the local store. And a lot of times their garden is a total failure and they're wondering why, and it's simply because they don't have good quality soil. And they're better off probably working on improving the soil that's already in their yard rather than buying the cheapest bagged soil at the store. So starting small, trying to do the best quality soil, having your garden beds as close to your home as possible, preferably within visual distance of a main entrance or walkway or patio, someplace that you go by regularly. Because as much experience as I've had in my gardens, if I have a garden plot that is out of sight, even though it's not that far away, or a garden that may be in sight but it's an extra 30, 40 feet to reach, I don't visit it as often as I would otherwise. It doesn't get the quality of care that it could use. So I really recommend doing smaller beds and placing them really close to your normal daily outside activity areas. That makes a really huge difference right there. So it's pretty simple. Start small. Try to do really good quality soil. Keep it close to your home. That's probably a really good start right there.
So I have a question about when you're looking at soil. Do you use compost along with the regular soil there, or are you composting as well? And you're using your own compost, or do you get compost from a neighbor? Or tell me about how you incorporate that.
I use a combination of methods. I had to move to a new place about 4 years ago and create all new garden beds. And I didn't have enough compost on hand to do it, so I had to purchase compost from a source that I felt very comfortable with. So I use that to initially improve the soil, along with I get my soil tested. I feel it's very, very important for people to test their soil. Not enough people do that. And that gave me a really good idea on what supplements that it needed to become really well balanced to grow my plants properly. But once I get my soil improved to that point initially, in my climate, I usually leave a thin layer of mulch, mostly of shredded grass, you know, lawn cuttings from the lawn, only about an inch or two thick. And that pretty much much provides most of the organic matter that I need in my garden. Now, my beds also get additional organic matter added with plants that I transplant into it. So the potting soil, because I use large containers for my transplants. I don't start my plants in these tiny little, you know, egg cup sized containers. I give them larger size containers, which gets them off to a much more vigorous start. So that adds a little bit more. Now, we've got one kind of a dump and forget pile where we might turn it once a year, but we pretty much just dump things and leave it there. We've got chickens that help us eat some of our debris and help produce more compost. We also have a really large worm bin. Now, we've got a worm farm, a commercial one down in our basement, but we eat so many vegetables and fruits. We have got a lot of debris to be composted, and the little worm farm just isn't big enough. So we created a really large 3-foot by 4-foot by 18-inch deep worm bin out in our unheated hoop house. And they are just having a feast. They're just doing a fantastic job. And we'll be using that compost for our containers and for the soil for our transplants. So that's my three main sources. Now, in the past, I used to also do a really lazy way of creating compost. I took large amounts of leaves and dumped them in a pile, moistened them thoroughly, tromped them down, and let them rot for 2 years. And 2 years later, you've got really nice quality compost to use. So I'm afraid I tend to be a really lazy composter. I don't do the everything in specific layers, get the exact right ratio. You know, I just kind of do things the lazy way.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Hey, Daniel, I think I hear you in the background. Excuse me. Yep, I am hearing you. So that's Daniel's my engineer, by the way, Deborah, and he and I were having a conversation before the show, and once in a blue moon, he forgets to turn himself off. I'm like, okay, who's that? Deborah, you know what? This is like so exciting that you're giving us the start to finish. And there was my question that you began to answer, which is, do you plant from seed or are you planting seedlings into your soil, or do you do both?
I do both. Now, for my larger vegetables that I grow on trellises, I generally, except for tomatoes, and for most of those, I generally want to plant the seeds directly in my beds, because then they will form really deep tap roots that are better able to tolerate drought. Mm-hmm. But a lot of my smaller vegetables, some of them I start from seed, especially the root crops, because they don't transplant well. But a lot of the other ones I transplant, partly to get an earlier start, but also to help increase the number of crops I can harvest out of a garden bed in 1 year.
I love that. You're really amazing. And, you know, this is the part that a lot of people get hung up on is, okay, do I go from seed or do I, you know, seedlings? And I tell people, you know, you can do it all, but you can also buy wonderful, open pollinated heirloom seedlings. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to be talking again with Deborah Kraft. And for those of you who are listening, if you'd like to call in and ask Deborah a question, the number is 877-300-7645. 877-300-7645. And when you call in, you'll receive a $25 gift certificate to buy any of Arbutus Organics' wonderful products.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-256-9340. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-256-9340. That's 1-800-256-9340. Call 1-800-256-9340.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, and it's EASY, Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. This show is dedicated to my father-in-law, wonderful Fritz Fry, who came up with the name of the Easy Organic Gardener. My guest this hour is Deborah Graff, Master Gardener, and author of the amazing ebook, Vertical Vegetable Growing, How to Grow More Food with Trellises. And you can get that book, and I've looked at it. It is a must-have. You can get it at her website, AbundantMiniGardens.com. AbundantMiniGardens.com. That's all one word, .com. Welcome back, Deborah. So thank you so much for being on the show. I'm so happy to have you there. And I really appreciate you sharing how the start to finish for you, because I think that's really important for people to have that sort of visual. So let's talk about what are there any special techniques that you use to produce that much food? I mean, what are the tips that you might offer to us? So I think we might have lost Deborah. And Daniel, my engineer, could you please call Deborah back and find out where she might have gone to? In the meanwhile, what I will do is, this is live radio, and on occasion people drop. We just don't know why, but they do. And The thing that I'm so appreciative of as far as talking with Deborah Graft is this wonderful, she has actually what's called a 10-part video course. And this is something that, you know, what an absolute gift. There is, it says, harvest up to 60 pints of vegetables from an area smaller than a twin-size bed. And there's a video that you can watch, and that's a free course. And it basically, you get to also become a free member of the Abundant Mini Gardens community. And you will receive a 12-page PDF guide, 9 Ways to Grow More Food in Less Space, a guide to 60 plants that will help to control insect pests, a guide with one simple secret for worm-free organic apples. That sounds amazing. A list of online gardening resources, including sources of organic gardening products and where you can find over 200 sources of heirloom seeds, and along with regular tips, tricks, and techniques that she uses to harvest delicious organic food all year round from a small backyard. So I've just, this is a great resource, and over 1,300 people have joined the Abundant Mini Gardens community and discovered how they can grow an incredible amount of food in their small gardens. She says, you can too, which I think is just exactly the way it should be. I'm inspired.
Hey,
Deborah, there you are. Doggone it.
I have no idea what happened, but we're back.
That's okay. Live radio, you know. On occasion, stuff like that happens.
Right.
So,
what methods I use to produce a lot of food in a little space.
Right.
Yeah, I use like 9 or 10 different techniques, various combinations at different times. First of all, I tend to grow plants in beds instead of rows, and that's becoming increasingly popular. The biggest difference that I have is I tend to space my plants further apart than a lot of the intensive gardening books recommend, because my plants grow so vigorously that they kind of need the extra room. And I've found that plants that are planted way too close together are more stressed out. They tend to get more sick. They tend to attract pests more. They don't produce as much. So I like to space my plants a lot further apart than what a lot of the garden books recommend, even though I'm still growing inside garden beds.
Do you have just let me interrupt for a second. Do you have if you're talking tomatoes, because that's everybody's favorite, how far apart are you spacing your tomatoes, would you say?
I grow my indeterminate tomatoes on trellises, and my trellises are like 7 feet high. And
wow.
They tend to grow above the top of that. And my trellises are 4 foot wide. I use 1/2 of livestock panels. They make wonderful, very easy-to-use trellises. And so I use usually 2 tomato plants on a 1 trellis, although I have seen a single tomato plant almost completely fill a 4 foot wide by 7 foot tall trellis if it's got really good growing conditions and good soil. So I usually give each of my tomato plants, at least 3 or 4 square feet of soil as deep as possible, at least 10 or 12 inches and maybe up to 18. And that will help them to grow incredibly vigorously.
Repeat for me what you're using as the trellis. I'm not sure I caught that.
Livestock panels are like quarter-inch welded, galvanized metal rods that form a grid. And they usually come about a little over 4 foot wide and 16 foot long. And the metal rods are spaced 6 to 12 inches apart. And so you can create an arbor by just arching it, or you can cut it in half and use it vertically as a trellis that's 4 foot wide and 12 foot high. And it's really affordable. I mean, one of those livestock panels at one of the farm stores costs maybe $20, $22. And so half of that's a trellis, so it'd be like $10 or $12 for a trellis, plus some posts to secure it to.
That's a really great tip. You know what? I've never heard anybody talk about that as a way to create a trellis. So my hat's off to you for that. That's great. Mm-hmm. Any other tips? That's a great tip.
Tips about growing more food?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I really, really strongly encourage people to use soil tests to be able to know what they need to add to their soil. Because every soil is different, and if your soil is really low in one nutrient and very high in another, and you just add a general nutrient blend, then you risk creating too high of levels of some nutrients when you're trying to make up for others. So that's one of the things that I really encourage. So creating really fertile soil that's well-balanced, adding enough organic matter but not too much, because you can actually overdo by adding too much compost or organic matter over many years. You can get your nutrient levels way too high, and it's really hard to remove it if it gets too high. And then also encouraging this healthy soil life. You want to have your soil loose and crumbly, not compacted, and do whatever you think that you can to encourage the biologically rich soil. So that the creating a really good quality soil is extremely important. I also really, really like to use deep soil. There's a lot of books that recommend, oh, you only need 6 inches. Well, you can grow food in 6-inch soil, but you're not going to get the maximum harvest, and your plants aren't going to grow as large and vigorously in shallow soil as they do with deep soil. And so if your soil is really compacted, like our clay soil here where I have my garden, it's so dense of clay that even moles won't tunnel in it. Now, if we dig a hole in the ground, then water will sit there for up to 24 hours. So us, we'd have to spend years improving the quality of that soil to have a good garden, or bring in some soil to have raised beds. That's basically your choice. Another technique that I use is I interplant crops. I can plant small, fast-growing vegetables, like usually greens or Japanese turnips or other things, in between the larger, slowing-growing crops like melons or tomatoes or broccoli. Vertical gardening is my most favorite. My garden is absolutely full of trellises in the summertime, and it's absolutely covered with plants, and it just produces a tremendous amount of food in a very small space. So I encourage people to seriously look at vertical gardening. It's extremely helpful if you've got a small garden area.
Let's talk more about that right after the last break, so that that can be sort of the last piece there.
Sure.
My question that I had for you is, what kind of soil tests do you use? Just the smaller ones? Are you using great big fancy ones? Your soil testing. What are you doing?
I get my soil tested through a lab. I don't really trust the quality of a lot of the home test kits, and they don't tell me enough. So I've mostly used a lab through the local cooperative extension office, and they're usually pretty affordable. They're usually anywhere from free to $15 to get a test done. But recently I've started experimenting with doing a new fertilizing method called remineralizing the soil.
Let's talk about that when we get back, remineralizing the soil and the trellises. So those of you who are listening, go grab a snack. We're coming right back in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-256-9340. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-256-9340. That's 1-800-256-9340. Call 1-800-256-9340.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You are listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry. My guest this hour is expert on how to grow your own food in the limited space, Deborah Graff, who is also author of the ebook Vertical Vegetable Growing, How to Grow More Food with Trellises, available at her website, AbundantMiniGardens.com. Deborah, I kept thinking we had two more sections, but we only have one. So let's quickly have you touch on remineralizing the soil, and then I want to be sure we have plenty of time for you to talk about the book. We talked about trellises, so that would be a great segue into the book and your website.
Well, first of all, I want to say if a gardener has a small garden that's just a casual hobby, then using a regular lab test from like the Cooperative Extension Office would provide them with plenty of information. That will go a long way to helping them have a really nice garden. But for people that have larger gardens that are producing a lot of the food that they're eating, I read a book a couple years ago called The Intelligent Gardener by Steve Solomon and Alice Reinheimer, and I've been using their methods for remineralizing the soil, trying to create a really good balance of various nutrients. And I've only had 1 year of actually growing using their nutrient recommendations so far, but I noticed an amazing difference in some of my plants just that very first year. The kale plants that I produced, their leaves were probably twice as thick as usual, and they were not at all bitter. They were really wonderful tasting, even well into late May when the weather was getting a lot hotter than usual. And my broccoli plants, oh, my gosh. Now, I was experimenting with slightly wider spacing. I was giving my plants, I was testing 1 foot spacing versus 18 or 16 inch spacing, and I was harvesting heads that were 8 inches across and weighed between a pound to a pound and a half each. So it's something that I'm experimenting with. I don't have a lot of practice with it yet, but I've been really impressed with what I've seen so far. And since I'm eating a lot of my food from my own garden, I want to make sure that my nutrient levels are really good, because I want my health to be the best.
Amen on that one. Talk to us about the new ebook, Vertical Vegetable Growing, How to Grow More Food with Trellises, because we were going to talk some more about trellises, and your website.
Yeah. Vertical gardening has been, I think, the most popular topic on my website. I get thousands of people visiting my site just checking out vertical gardening, and I thought, well, I know too many people that are not getting the best results possible. They tend to use trellises that are really small, or they try to grow big squash plants in a tiny, like, 2-foot square area, and they're wondering why they're not getting the results that's possible. So I decided to go ahead and put together a book that includes a lot of the information that I've learned over the last 30 years. So if people learn how to design the garden so that it gives the plants the best growing conditions possible and makes it really easy for you to work in, and they learn what trellises to choose for different types of plants and what size trellises and how to create their own. I've got detailed instructions on how to create the livestock panel trellises. And they also need to learn how to prune and train the vegetables to keep the plants healthy and as productive as possible. And I go through that step by step throughout the book, everything from designing the garden all the way up to harvest. It's 97 pages. It has over 70 photos and graphics in it to kind of make it really clear. They can visually see what I'm talking about.
It's so nice what you've done, because this is what's been needed for a long time. Thank you so much.
I'm thrilled to do it. I'm rather passionate about sharing gardening information. If I have a neighbor that stops by and they start asking me about it, I just can't shut up. It's just like gardening is my passion. I want everybody else to know how to be successful at it too.
Let's talk a little bit about the website and the gardening courses. They're rather remarkable what you're offering. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, I've just started offering a 10-part video course on how to grow more food with less work and less space. Because as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, this is one of the biggest issues that people have when they want to do a garden in their yard. But I'm also going to be creating other online video courses on how to design a garden for maximum yield and comfort, how to start your seeds, how to create high-quality soil, one on organic pest control, and a lot of other different topics, things that people need to learn. I've noticed, talking to a lot of different gardeners over the years, I've learned that it's difficult for beginners in particular to learn what they need to know, because most websites have a scattering of information. They've got one article on this, another article on that, and they don't take them step by step through what they actually need to know. And that's what the goal of my courses are, to help gardeners, especially beginners or those that want to get a lot better at their garden, what they need to know step by step. And I share my successes. I share my failures. I let them know what worked, what didn't work. And I kind of give them also a heads up the differences for gardening techniques in different areas, because what works in a really dry climate may not work here in Virginia. Different types of soil are different. And so I don't try to pretend that one gardening method is perfect for all locations.
And that's very true, because, for example, here in Arizona, our soil is very alkaline, mm-hmm. sandy, and, I mean, it basically has very little nutrients in it. It's perfect for growing cacti and desert vegetation, but not so perfect for growing tomatoes.
Right.
So we have to, of course, we have to build our soil. And additionally, we have extreme shortage of water, so we have to use very good watering techniques. And then we have we can have an inferno of heat in the summer months. Our best time for growing is really this time of the year, from fall all the way through the winter months, up until about the end of May. And then we sort of need to take a break and shade things. And
right, so. Yeah, your summer is the equivalent of our winter.
Exactly.
Warn in my vertical gardening book that if you're in a really hot, dry climate and you're concerned about not being able to give your plants enough water, then you may not want to do vertical gardening, because your plants are exposed to a lot more wind and sun, and they transpire a lot more moisture. And so if you're in that kind of a climate, you might want to keep your plants down at ground level. It kind of depends upon how much you're able to water your plants.
Exactly. And so all of this information, though, is in your book, which is what I love, is that you've taken it start to finish, one
one point, next point, next point, next step, next step. You know, this information we had passed down, you know, family to family to family, generation to generation, and somewhere along the way we sort of forgot all about it. So we're depending on people like yourself to revive the information. Say, let's talk we've got about 2 minutes left. Let's talk quickly about fruit tree growing and fruit. I know that's something that you're able to grow, and a lot of people think, well, that just cancels me out. Tell us what your techniques are. How do you do it?
Yeah, I have a whole section on my website on miniature fruit gardens, and I call it a garden because there's such small beds. You can grow a lot of different fruit trees and vines in beds that are small as 4 foot by 4 foot. I mean, you don't have to have a really large garden. My fruit trees are all less than 6 foot high. And the beds are very small, and I can harvest a lot of fruit off of them in a very small area. There's a lot of different techniques that you can use to keep your trees small. You don't have to depend upon dwarfing rootstock. There's other methods that you can use. But again, it's not really that difficult. I've got a series of six articles on my website that takes you step by step how to do it, from designing it through planting it through, you know, taking care of them. So. I really encourage people, don't be discouraged about growing fruit if you've got a limited area. You absolutely can grow fruit in a small space.
What fruit are you growing?
Apples, pears, blueberries, gooseberries, strawberries, grapes. We had cherry trees, but they don't do well in this area, and we just took them out.
You're amazing. We've got about 40 seconds left. What would you like to leave us with? What are your words of inspiration to our audience today?
Absolutely. If you want to garden, there is a way to do it, whether it's container gardening, whether it's some miniature beds, whether it's borrowing a friend's yard, whether it's finding a community garden. Don't feel like you cannot have a garden. There's almost always some way that you can have a garden, whether it's in your yard or somewhere else. And definitely start small. The goal is to be successful, to get excited about it, to learn that it's not that difficult. And then once you've built up a few basic skills, just slowly increase your garden size over time.
That's it. Well, thank you so much, Deborah. We really appreciate you having joined us today. And for those of you who are listening, we will have another amazing guest next Sunday. Please go out and have a great, easy, organic gardening week. This is yours truly, Sherry Herrera de Fry.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.